Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come to Thy presence, Heavenly Father, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His blood, and made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and even those who pierced Him. Heavenly Father, as we come to Thy presence, Lord, as the bride of Christ, as the church of the living God, New Jerusalem, we pray, Lord, that You would bless Brother Jose and Brother Miles and their families and manifest Thy power and glorify Thy name. Bless this time of worship, Father. Bless shall that stand up from us, say we come to our stand up from side. Lagri vi shem brabo stalda from us, saldari vi kampri anadra. Purify us, cleanse us, make us perfect like God through the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that sanctifieth us and presents us before our God and our Father and before His throne. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, and speak to us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. The topic of today's message is from Revelation chapter 22. And He showed me the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servant shall serve Him. And the Bible goes on and on by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when it comes towards the end of chapter 22, Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly." And then again, verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come." Verse 17 is directed to our heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Today, we are being transfigured and transformed by the Holy Spirit into the image of the Son of God. We haven't attained the image of the Son of God, but God has given us the ministries in the church to attain unto the level of the stature of the Son of God. Revelation 22:17 is the verse that specifies the time when the bride has become like Jesus Christ and the church has become perfect. At that point, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the bride have become one. Not two, but one. And the Holy Spirit and the bride are saying, Lord Jesus, the church has become perfected. The bride is ready for You. Come. And the Bible is saying, let others who hear this voice also say, come to Jesus and come into the church of the living God and drink of the water of life. And Revelation 22:20, Jesus Christ finally speaks, surely I come quickly. And the church responds saying, even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Now we need to understand the significance of the word Lord in the Jewish culture and in the biblical culture. In the Old Testament, as well as in the New Testament, the Jewish bride called her husband as the Lord. The word Lord is assigned unto the husband because in the family, God has established order. God the Father first, Jesus next, supported by the Holy Spirit, And then the husband stands before God and is accountable for the wife and the children and the future generation. And then the wife. And when the wife calls the husband Lord, and the husband calls Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God the Father Lord and Father. So Jesus Christ is our Lord. Our duty is to be His bride and to love Him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our spirit. And the duty of Jesus Christ, even as it talks about the duty of a husband in the Bible, is to provide for the church. We don't have to scramble around worried about our future. Our focus is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the heavenly bridegroom. And our duty is to love Him and long for Him. The church, the heavenly Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, has come to a point where it has almost reached perfection. And the Holy Spirit is crying out through His church, prepare us so we can be ready for Thee, Lord. Right now, there is warfare. You can read the news. In the whole world, there is spiritual warfare. We read in the Old Testament that while King David was ruling in his kingdom, his son Absalom came against his father and cast him off from his throne and sent his father into the wilderness. And there was war between the servants of Absalom and the servants of David. David was out in the wilderness. Absalom was in the palace committing sin. Even so, the world has cast out Jesus Christ. Like Absalom, the children of wickedness have cast out Jesus Christ. But in the war, Absalom was defeated. Even so, in this war that is going on, everything that comes against Jesus Christ and His kingdom will be defeated. And when Absalom and his army was defeated, the elders of Israel sent a message to David and said, "The kingdom, O David, Israel is waiting for you. Why are you delaying your coming? Come, David." And today Jesus Christ has a name, the Son of David. Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross outside the gate. He was cast out. But now, in this warfare, the power of God is going to be manifested. And the enemy is going to be defeated. And there is going to be a great revival through His church all over the world. And the power of God is going to be manifested like never before. The latter rain is going to fall. And the church of the living God will be established all over the world. And millions will come into His church. And at that point, where the church has completely become perfected, the bride will say, even as Israel in the Old Testament said, "Come, King David," the bride will say, "Come, my King, my Lord, my King Jesus." And Jesus Christ will respond only to the voice of His bride, the church. Hallelujah. Everybody is wondering and concerned and trying to figure out when Jesus will come. Jesus will come when the church is ready and the Spirit and the bride cry out, to Jesus saying, "Come, O bridegroom, O king." And when the voice of the bride cries out with the Holy Spirit, then the Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, to rapture his bride. In the book of Song of Solomon, which is now the time that we have this relationship between Jesus Christ and the bride, there are many verses in which the bride tells Jesus, "Come, I am waiting for you. I am longing for you." The Bible says in the book of Romans, the Spirit of God that is in us groans, and we groan, crying out. We go to sleep and we get dreams about the rapture. We are always dreaming about Jesus and His coming, because that is the greatest focus of eternity. May we join together with the saints, washed by the blood of Jesus, purified and transformed and perfected like Jesus Christ, abiding in His church like an egg remains under the mother hen, until it hatches and comes out in the likeness of its mother hen. Even so, today we are in the church, the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother hen. So we can also be transformed in the image of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was on this earth, on this planet, He ascended up into a mountain, and there He was transfigured before His disciples. That signifies the mountain of the Lord's house, the church. As we ascend into the church of the living God and abide in the church of the living God, God will transform us and perfect us into the image of Christ. And the voice that came from heaven for Jesus, the same voice from the Father will come saying, "This is my beloved church, my beloved children, in whom I am well pleased." Today, if you read the book of Revelation, chapter 22, it is totally different from what is being preached today. There are many doctrines going around disrespecting the word of God. The Bible says very clearly in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this book," that is Jesus. And when the angel that showed the book of Revelation to Apostle John was about to leave, Apostle John wanted to worship the angel. And the angel said unto Apostle John, "Don't do it. I am your servant and the servant of all that obey the word of God." Today people are wondering why, when they pray and command the demons out and pray for the sick people, miracles don't happen. The problem is, creation will obey the church of the living God that obeys the word of God. Only those who obey the word of God, unto them the angels are fellow servants. Revelation 22:9, "Then said the angel unto John, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." The first chapter of Revelation starts with the words, "Blessed are they that hear and do the things that are therein, for the time is at hand." The time is at hand. You see all the demons and rats running around in the US, all the wickedness that is going on. You can see it on Facebook, you can see it everywhere. But the Bible says in Revelation 22:11, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still." You see a lot of injustice. Oh yeah, keep doing all that injustice. "He that is filthy, Let him be filthy still. Keep doing all that filthy. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Be more righteous. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give unto every man according as his work shall be. Jesus and the church will judge the world. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates without the city. Without the city are those who do not obey the commandments of God. Revelation 22:15 gives names for those who do not obey the commandments of God. The Bible says those who do not obey the commandment of God, according to Revelation 22:15, are dogs, sorcerers, warmongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. The Bible is for those who obey the word of the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life in Romans 8. For they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And then, after it talks about obeying the commandments of God, there is a warning. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part out of the book of life in the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And then it ends with a blessing to the church of the living God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Until the coming of Christ, until the time that the church of the living God is perfected, and the church and the Holy Spirit say, "Come, Lord Jesus," the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's riches at Christ's expense, will protect us from all the evil in this world, will provide for us, will transform us, will perfect us. Because in the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." Let us join together as the church of the living God and say what we are going to say in the future with the Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, we love you. May the Lord Jesus be our hope, our joy, our focus, our love, and our reward. We don't need money. We don't need anything. We're not concerned about anything or long or lust after everything. Our love, our longing, our 401k, our reward, our everything is our heavenly bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Because if we have Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, we have everything. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us and enable us to focus on the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and get prepared as the church, because this age is coming to an end very, very soon. And we will be with the Lord Jesus forever and ever, with our loved ones, our families. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.